From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas will be brought together by President Obama next week with the hopes of jump-starting the long-stalled Middle East peace talks. The White House says the three-day meeting will take place after the president meets one-on-one with each leader. Special Envoy George Mitchell says the meeting is a testament to Mr. Obama's commitment to comprehensive peace. Over the past week, Mitchell met twice with Abbas and four times with Netanyahu, including twice yesterday before Mitchell left the region. The main obstacles are Israel's refusal to stop building settlements in the West Bank and whether peace talks should begin where they left off under Netanyahu's predecessors. Conservatives are gathered in Washington today for the fourth annual Values Voter Summit. The event is organized by right-wing religious groups. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
House Republican leader John Boehner was among prominent Republicans who spoke at the gathering. Boehner criticized what he said was excessive government spending by Democrats.
When I look back over the first 8 months of these new majorities in the Congress and policies coming out of the White House, all I can do to sum this up is to say that my Democrat colleagues are bankrupting America.
Democrats counter such criticisms by pointing out that the Iraq War, which was started by the Bush administration, has ballooned the federal budget deficit. They say many of the multi-billion dollar Wall Street bailouts likewise were backed by the then Republican administration. Still, Boehner says Americans are fed up with the Democratic majority. Referring to recent so-called Tea Party protests, he said a, quote, political rebellion was underway in the country. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Pennsylvania's governor has come to terms with legislative leaders on a state budget, ending a two-and-a-half-month impasse. Pennsylvania was the last state without a budget. From member station WITF in Harrisburg, Scott Detrow has more.
When the fiscal year began on July 1st, Democratic Governor Ed Rendell wanted to raise Pennsylvania's income tax to help fill a $3.2 billion deficit, while Republicans insisted the state cut spending. Months later, they finally reached a deal. Pennsylvania's budget will be smaller than last year's, and the state will bring in new money through targeted taxes on cigarettes and table games in casinos, among other initiatives. Rendell says he's satisfied.
But we have subjected them to a lot of angst, a lot of worry, a lot of concern, and a lot of tension that need not have happened.
Republicans who control the Senate say they're proud the state avoided a broad-based tax increase. And Democrats are pointing to a modest boost in education spending as a victory. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Virginia authorities arrested a 20-year-old man at Richmond's International Airport. An airport spokesman says Richard Mikorski III was found sleeping in baggage claim when police arrested him. Four bodies were found yesterday in a home about 50 miles west of Richmond near the Longwood University. This is NPR. President Obama says the G20 summit in Pittsburgh will essentially be a five-month checkup on how the world's financial leaders have handled the global economic crisis. The president says he will tell his G20 colleagues next week that a return to normalcy cannot breed complacency. He says real progress has been made toward instituting financial regulations to make sure another financial meltdown does not occur, but he says more must be done. The president hosts the G20 summit in Pittsburgh next week. A harrowing film about an abused teenager coming of age in Harlem has won the coveted People's Choice Award at the Toronto International Film Festival. Anita Elash has details.
Winning the People's Choice Award doesn't guarantee a film's success, but it's often a good sign of things to come. Last year's People's Choice was Slumdog Millionaire, which became an international hit and swept the Oscars. This year's winner is called Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Newcomer Gabourey Sidibe plays a teenage girl who tries to overcome physical and sexual abuse, illiteracy, and teenage pregnancy. The film first created a buzz at the Sundance Film Festival in January, where it won both the audience and jury awards for Best Picture. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
South Africa's top track official admitted today he lied about knowing whether any gender tests were done on runner Caster Semenya. South Africa Athletics President Leonard Shwenwe told reporters he repeatedly lied about tests being conducted on Semenya in South Africa to protect her privacy. South African officials repeatedly stated tests were done on the runner only abroad. Results of the tests won't be known for weeks. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.